Miles' maturity called into question by one of our brethren here at the Fan.
Should he be stripped of his captaincy? We react. And Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Could it be the biggest podcast ever? Could this podcast, talking about a podcast, be the biggest podcast ever?
Probably not. It's the emerging podcast scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
Hi, Kenny.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
What do you want to talk about today? You're very excited about this.
Well, I'm excited about it because I have never listened to a Travis Kelce podcast.
Okay.
But in the middle of the night, my wife must have waken up, and she had texted me because she has no idea what we do for a living or
then she didn't
the stuff we do.
She didn't get her full 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep, so I guess
today's
going to be hellish.
We're all going to be paying for it one way or another.
Including I somehow.
Yes. Oh, it all comes back to you guys because I'm going to take my frustrations out on you after she takes her frustrations out on me. But she's huge Taylor Swift fan.
Does it ever get hot, if I can ask a question? Her taking her frustrations out on you, does it ever get hot?
Yes.
No, that's nice.
It's a normal marriage, right?
I mean, like, hot. Hot.
Have we fought? Have we come to blows over it?
Never mind.
Like Jerry Springer, some like it hot?
So, no. You know when my wife texts me in the middle of the night about she's probably trying to wake me up. So that I could share in her frustration.
Uh-huh.
So she texted me that they teased Taylor Swift going on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelce.
Fun.
And then we got a couple teaser videos, and one of them was she's going to unveil her new album. I never know when it's time for somebody to have a new album, like, because I just thought she had a new album and she did the tour. But what was that album now, like 2 years ago? 3 years ago? I have no idea. I can't keep up. Because she toured for so long.
No, I thought it was two or three years
okay,
ago.
Okay, so she's due, I guess.
What's the name of the tour called?
And she's been working in the... I don't know if we know the name. But her... What was the last one called? The Golds Tour? Or the Eras Tour? Eras. Eras.
My mic's all messed up.
Nope, sorry.
You can't be on the pod?
I can't.
Well, we need you on the pod because
the
you actually...
Day. Oh my God. Featured player.
You actually listen to the Heights pod.
It's always something.
It's always something.
All right, well, you're going to have to come over here because I want to talk to you about this. Because I don't really care about Taylor Swift. Like, I'm in awe that her tour did what it did when something breaks into it. We always talk about, like, the loss of the monoculture, how it's so fractured, how we get our news, how we are entertained, how there are people that are so famous on TikTok that if they walked into the studio right now, we would have no idea who they are and they're worth millions of dollars, right? So I'm amazed by all of this and how the paradigm has shifted. You just saw with the Stephen Colbert stuff, you know, a couple of weeks ago, how it shows that that's over, that era, Jimmy Fallon and who's the other one?
You think that era is all the way over?
That era is over the next 2 years. Yeah, I mean, the contracts will run out. Jimmy Kimmel... But the days of paying a late night host all that money and having this incredible expense for the lack of return you're getting in 2025, like, it's over. Like, Joe Rogan can crack the mic open at his house or at his podcast studios and do more than all three of those networks combined now. It's insane. Well, the same thing is true for the New Heights podcast. The New Heights podcast, now I had Mitch go and do the numbers. Now, I got to be honest, the way he compiled them, I appreciate him doing the research. I don't understand some of this, but he says the New Heights podcast is ninth in sports podcasts, but number one in U.S. podcasts. Or is he saying it's number nine on Spotify and number one on Apple?
Maybe.
And number one overall in Apple as well. YouTube, 2.61 million subscribers. So it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's going to be the biggest. Taylor Swift going on this podcast, I think, will end up being the most downloaded podcast that there is. Do you have any reason to believe otherwise? Is there anything else that would get more? Maybe did Rogan and Trump, when he had Trump on, did that do the biggest numbers ever?
No, it says here the most viewed ever was Bob Lazar and Jeremy Cole. Well, that's what he asked, right? Isn't that what you asked?
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, for Joe Rogan.
I don't know what most ever. Obama and Mark Maron.
Okay, but I think this one has a chance, right? Because everybody who is a Taylor Swift fan is going to download this podcast. And who's got a bigger fan base right now going than Taylor Swift? And it's a new album. Is she going to play part of the album? She's going to go over the name of the album? Like, this is going to be monumental.
So she's going to introduce this all on this podcast?
Well, we don't know. They only did a teaser video of her opening up like this box that looks like it's under lock and key.
Oh, man, what's in the box?
What's in the box? Taylor Swift, more of her music. More of her. Can't be a breakup.
Show me wrath, Anthony.
She hasn't broken up unless she's unveiling the fact that she's broken up with Travis Kelce. Now we got ourselves a podcast. Wouldn't that be the way to do it?
That would be unreal if they were to announce. Like, I thought, like, a box. Well, a box could be an engagement ring. Yeah. Yeah. But if they were to announce, thank you, Owen. If they were to announce that they were breaking up on his podcast, boy, that'd be something.
That would be amazing. But if she does breakup music, can she go over all the famous people she knows that have been broken up?
I hope those two stay
together.
She's got
to figure out. That's been
her
formula.
That would be terrible.
So Owen is with us now. Owen, you have listened to the Heights podcast before.
Yes.
And am I or is Ken missing out on anything that we don't listen to this podcast?
No. No, I honestly, I do think they do in season. They break down almost every game. It's quick. It's like little blurps, right? But they do every NFL game. It's for football people, but it's only gotten big because of Taylor Swift.
Hmm.
And because of her crowd of fans and because they're dating and all that, right? That's why it blew up the way it did.
Yeah.
Because, like, Micah Parsons has a podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's a fine enough podcast.
I mean,
people don't know that.
No.
Unless you are a hardcore football fan or a Cowboys fan, you don't know anything about Micah Parsons' podcast. That's how this podcast would be if it weren't for Taylor Swift, right? So you would get your football breakdown. You'd get some great stories from when they were drinking at Cincinnati together. Maybe smoking things. They talk about that every once in a while.
They talk about the...
He's talked about his... Travis has talked about his mistakes and things like that he made. They talk about family life and all that. They do a lot of little bits, but it would not be big without Taylor Swift.
That's crazy. Okay. So what did you want to get into there, Tony?
No, I wanted to know if this is something that, like, will this won't... Will this reach over to sports fans, or will sports fans sit this one out? Or are sports fans secretly wondering what their relationship is like, and they think they're going to get intel on this? Because we don't really care about the dating life. Me and you and our fans, our listeners, we don't get into the TMZ world a lot. Like, Miles Garrett is dating someone famous. We never mention her. Khloe Kim. We never mention her. Doesn't come up.
I didn't know.
He just got popped for a speeding ticket. We didn't bring it up. She's a U.S. Olympian.
She's a snowboarder.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. She's...
We didn't know about her until he missed OTAs to go to that thing in Japan.
That's right. Yes. So that's when we discovered that they were even together to begin with, but we haven't brought it up since. And we had a whole day today of talking Miles Garrett and a speeding ticket. We didn't bring her up once. Because some people called up and said, what if you have a family? You're supposed to be more responsible. Kenny, you talked about that. We didn't once mention that he has a serious girlfriend. Right. Probably because we don't even know. Is he still with her? I don't know. I don't follow their social media.
Well, they never technically have been out as like...
A couple.
Yeah. Like, who was it? Donovan just got engaged, right? Nobody ever talked about that.
You're right.
But I thought they went to that anime deal together in Japan.
I'm talking about Donovan now.
Oh.
Miles went to the anime deal. Yeah, but Donovan got engaged, and that was news to me that he was even in a relationship.
We were in debate. We were into Johnny Manziel and his dating life had been brought up because his girlfriend had moved with him, and she had been doing some things. And
were they engaged?
Were they?
I thought they got married. No, they broke up because I don't want to speak out of turn. Wasn't there some allegations and then he got married, yeah. and then he got divorced. Okay. To somebody else, he got married, and then he got
And
divorced.
Then Baker, we talked about his significant other, because they ended up getting engaged, married, now they have a kid, and she was going to be a part of the media. Remember, she had signed on with a local affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we bring these things up, but very sparingly. But Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift is just on such another level of fame. Travis Kelce was already on this meteoric rise where even before he had met her, was he already hosting SNL or did that not come until after?
In fact, I think they might have met when he was hosting SNL. It might have came right after that, but he was scheduled before that. He hosted SNL because they'd won two Super Bowls in a row. That's why he hosted.
So he was already on his way to becoming bigger than football.
He had the dating show and all that, you know, way, whatever, 8 years ago, however long ago that was, on E! When that was still a channel.
It's not a channel anymore?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah. Okay, well, so I have no reason to watch
it. I only watch Spike TV these days.
I watch the Nashville Network.
So,
I wish they had that. I don't know how the Nashville Network couldn't work.
I got to leave here and go home and watch Monster Trucks and World Strongest.
Grand Ole Opry Saturday afternoon. What you got there, Tom?
So, no, I'm just wondering what you're going to see clips will pop up all over social media, obviously, because I'm sure there will be some questions about or just... you know, where their relationship is, but he's getting ready for a football season. Like we were just wondering with Morgan Wallen coming into town on Friday and Saturday, if there was a way that Travis Kelce could come back and be a part of the walkout, but they're going to be in Seattle on Friday night. So what logistically that seems like it would be a nightmare for that to happen.
Okay, we're going to get to some other things here. We got to react to what Keith just sent us here. So what's the grand point of the podcast here? Just how big the podcast is going
to
be?
I think it has a chance to be the biggest podcast in the history of podcasts, most downloaded.
Well, you asked about would sports fans listen to it. So I think if you have a history with the podcast and you're a sports fan, you're going to listen to it just because there's some background. He has gotten in. Jason's done more of like... delving into his personal life with Taylor, and he calls her his girlfriend now on there, and he didn't do that for a long time, so there was that mystery around it all. I am interested to hear, and from the one clip, she says, we have to start the bleeping podcast or whatever, you know, like, they're trying to be candid, as much candid as you can be. I'm sure if we did this podcast with all of our wives in here, we would probably act a little differently.
Yeah, of course.
Well, will there be some Chiefs fans that say, I am over all of this?
Yeah.
Travis's career is starting to go in a decline. They didn't win the Super Bowl last year. The high-octane offense seems to be gone. Is he too busy? Is he out doing too many other things? Are they starting to resent the Taylor Swift dynamic?
I would say no, but I think, you know, I've been around Browns fans long enough to know that there are people that resent guys for absolutely, I think, messed up reasons. So that I'm sure there are Chiefs fans out there that will not be. Yeah, I'm going to go get this right.
Are you going to get this audio here?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to react to this. Did you check your phone?
I did.
Okay, so Myles Garrett got a speeding ticket, and I said, I get so annoyed with speeding tickets just because there's no great way to talk about them on the air. I don't think that speeding tickets should send you to the hooscow, but I also know that, hey, it is a car. I mean, it's a vehicle. It is dangerous to be speeding. So, but I think for the general fans don't care, and they don't want to belabor the point. I do think that there are people who are critical of it, and it's like, okay, I respect your opinion on that. But then that's it. I don't know if there's a wrong... Again, it's just such a weird thing because it's like everybody has had, most people have had a speeding ticket or something like that, a minor traffic violation, and we just go about our daily life. And I thought John Greco asked this. He goes, well, what if Mitch got a speeding ticket? And I'm like, it's up to him. I don't care. And so I think a lot of people think that way. But apparently Baskin teed off. Now, do I have to turn the mics off to hear this?
I think so.
All right, I'm going to turn the mics off to hear this. Baskin teed off on Myles Garrett.
Being captain means more than being a great football player on the field. Why would we be mad at Shedeur Sanders for driving over 100 miles an hour when the captain drives over 100 miles an hour. And these guys know that. They know what's going on. Like, I love Miles as a football player. He's a great football player. I think he's great for the community. I love when he does the Halloween stuff. But you've got to lead by example. Like, why do I have to say that on the radio right now to a guy who's a captain? Money doesn't make you a captain. The way you act on and off the field makes you a captain. Miles, to me, is the best player on the team. He is. I'm not going to argue that. And I love watching him play. But is he someone that should be a captain? No, he shouldn't. This is multiple times, over 100 miles an hour, and it's his responsibility to lead on the field and off the field. And so if a rookie's driving over 100 miles, well, our best player on the team does it. I just hope he comes out the next time he has media availability, apologizes like he did before, and just says, I can't be a leader if I can't lead by example. I shouldn't be a captain. It's ridiculous. And I know I'm aggravating a million people out there by saying that. Well, it doesn't matter what he's a captain, by the way. No, captain has nothing to do. It has a little bit to do with how you play on the field. Can you live up to the expectations? But it's so much more than that. It's got to be the players that are looked up to by the rest of the team, the guys that follow the rules, the guys that are out there by example. It's a $250 fine. The story's going to be over again tomorrow. But it's hard to let that not think about that. I can't tell you how many people have said that to me. And this is your captain?
Really? They ask him that? They ask Baskin that, of all things? We clearly run in different circles. That's definitely for sure. Baskin feels that way, I respect Baskin's opinion.
I saw tweets asking about whether or not he truly is a leader, how much he cares to show by example. Lead by example, you know, in a locker room where they got a lot more young players, obviously, because he's one of the elder statesmen.
But wait, we've talked about this team. He gets paid because he's really good at football. I don't accuse him of leadership. We did this the whole time.
Right, but Jimmy Haslam did say we need a little more leadership from him.
And I thought and that, Miles, that was something that you say to the public, but I don't think that
and
he
Miles
means
has also said over the last 6 months, really after the whole, you know, back and forth regarding the trade request, he's talked about needing to become a leader.
Miles also said he was like trying to lead Perry and Winfrey to something better. Like, I just don't believe. I'm sorry, guys. If you believe it by this time, like, the joke's on you. He's not a leader.
So should he not be a captain to begin with?
No, of course he should be a captain. He's the best player on the football team.
Well, that's a different. Like, we chide all the time. We make fun of the, like, Deshaun Watson was a captain. Like, he was just given. He didn't earn captaincy.
But he wasn't even the best player on the football team.
They just gave it to him.
Yes. Right. But Miles is the best player on the football team. He's your cornerstone of your franchise.
So you're basically saying captaincy is meaningless to begin with then. If you're just giving it to guys, they're not earning it, and it just has to do with whether
they're good or not. I really don't think it's that big of a deal when everybody has a captain now. I mean, but at the same time, like, we sit there and we lavish praise and wax on poetically about Lawrence Taylor, and look at the things that Lawrence Taylor has been convicted of in his life. So what does it actually mean? And we say nothing but great things about Lawrence Taylor on the football field, even though he was suspended part of the time. But it's still, we remember what's best. So am I going to freak out? We can bring this up tomorrow if you want to. Am I going to sit there and freak out over Myles Garrett getting a speeding ticket? I don't think he should speed. I wish he wouldn't speed, because this is effing annoying to talk about, and it's effing annoying to get upset about. But the Colt captaincy, I'm going to strip you of your captaincy. For what? For speeding? Of all the things that we've had to talk about over the last umpteen years now, speeding would be the reason? I mean, no, the horse is already out of the barn. And if you expect leadership, quote-unquote, on a Myles Garrett, the joke's on you.
If you, Ken Carmen, had a NFL football team, would you just not have captains? Would you have a rotating?
No, you have to have captains, apparently. It's a thing. I guess it's something that they can market. But I don't know. What is a captain in the NFL? A captain in college football and high school football means something. I don't know if captain means anything in the NFL. I don't think it does. I think it's just something you can sell. That's all it is. It's something you hope that guys take seriously, and they clearly don't. I mean, can you name the captain of any team in the NFL?
It's a quarterback.
You would just name their
team.
Quarterback. Yeah. That's all you would do. You would just name their quarterback.
And their leader on defense.
Can you name that? But can you for a lot of football teams? Do we know for a fact Aiden Hutchinson is the captain for the Detroit Lions? He's their best defensive player.
I'm assuming he would be, yeah.
Okay. But would it surprise you if, was Darius Slay ever with him?
But we debated this with Nick Chubb.
Wasn't there a year crossover?
Yeah, we debated this with Nick Chubb, whether or not, somebody who's not outspoken, somebody that's not going to corral the guys to the sidelines.
You either, like, captaincy, you either take serious or you don't take serious. And I don't like picking and choosing when we take it seriously. Because you took it away from Nick Chubb, a guy who clearly deserved to be a captain, and you give it to Deshaun Watson, who doesn't want to be here. Who doesn't want to be here. And only came here for money. So what are you serious about captaincy? So with that, yeah, Myles Garrett gets umpteen sacks a year. Myles Garrett's just fine to be the captain. Because all you're doing is saying, this should be the best player on our team, so we're going to make him the captain.
So
that's all you do.
Me and you have been on the same page.
Who's the offensive captain of the Browns right now? Is it Joe Flacco? Is it going to be Joe?
Depends if he's...
How could you take away the captain of the team?
Depends if he's number one on the depth chart or not.
Okay.
Jerry Judy?
Maybe.
Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
Okay,
sure.
how many captains does everybody have? Four?
Yeah.
Okay, so Joel's a captain. Do you have a special teams captain or no?
Some coaches, they want to rotate them all season.
But this isn't Little League football.
I part of it is they don't want to like hurt anybody's feelings.
I don't even like that either.
They don't want the media to seize you know, over a story like that. They don't want the media to get involved.
It's just...
So then let me take this. Forget about the captain part of it. Because me and you were on the same page the day after Shador got the speeding ticket and we found out he had two. We're like, all right, probably shouldn't be speeding that late. You know, you're a target. It's just not smart. Yeah. And yeah, you could put others, also yourself, at risk. But we're not naive to, hey, you got a cool car, you got a cool truck. Like, you're going to see what it's made of. And at night, you know, there's not as many cars on the road. That's when a lot of these guys might, you know, as long as they're not drinking and driving or under the influence, they're going to test it.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. It's probably not the safest thing to do, but we all have done things in our life that aren't that safe. They do, yeah, I don't know if this matters to you. They're representing, you know, what business in Cleveland is more famous than the Cleveland, what billion-dollar business is more famous than the Cleveland Browns? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sherwin-Williams, Progressive. Like, the Browns are a pretty big deal, and Myles Garrett is one of, if not the face of the Cleveland Browns until they get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So what are the responsibilities of somebody like that? And when you look, and this was in college, but I dug it up. It was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, whatever. There were 23 instances of major traffic violations for the Georgia Bulldogs over the course of 3 years. So it's amazing. It's actually amazing. Like, I'd never heard of something like that being an epidemic.
That's
but
a bunch.
That's what it was. I mean, holy cow, it doesn't even make sense. Especially after the first 21, you'd think, all right, that'd be it for the year. Nope, two more. 23. With the Browns, I do see 80% of the responses on most of these tweets, social media responses, they are, who cares? We all speed. What's the big deal? They're grown men. You know, they should deal with the consequences. But if the next one ends up, the headlines would be fatal Browns speeding incident.
And I think a lot of people go, I told him to slow down.
What would we all say after that?
I think a lot of people said they told him to slow down. That's what they would have said.
Would we then say it's a big deal?
you know, obviously they'd say it's a big deal.
Like, we could never say it's not a big deal ever again. Now, Myles Garrett did roll over. Now, it was a different situation, but he did roll over a vehicle and very easily could not be with us anymore. Or very easily could not be playing football with us anymore.
It's such a weird thing because it's something we all do. Like, there's so many crimes that guys commit that none of us do.
A lot of people look at our phones. We all look at our phones or have looked at our phones in traffic.
But it's something that we all do. And it's so dangerous, and it can change your life and a bunch of people's lives in just an incident. And that can be a serious thing. But I don't think that anybody wants to throw the book at anybody if it's just simple speeding. So when it comes to Myles Garrett, it just becomes a lot of hot air where I'm like, we're going to have this conversation about leadership again? I didn't expect him to be a leader before he signed his contract. I didn't expect him to be a leader after he signed his contract. And they can say whatever they want to about leadership. I simply don't believe him. And I'm fine with that because he goes out and he performs well. He's tried his hand to be a leader before. He ain't. He's not that guy. And he's never going to be that guy. And that's okay. That's all right. Like, I get critical of TJ Watt because I think some of that is, I think a lot of that is a facade. And you and I have both been told that there's plenty of people that see right through that. All right, well, I think Myles tries, but I just don't think I think he tries, and then he's like, that's it. Mm. So I don't expect him to do it. So it is what it is. You know, Leadership. All right. Well, how far does leadership go? Because leadership for us, we played high school sports. We didn't get paid. So is Cam Hayward all of a sudden not a leader? Is Cam Hayward all of a sudden Walter Payton man of the year? Is Cam Hayward a bad guy all of a sudden because he wants to get paid more money? Is that not a leader? Because he wants to make more money, the same thing that all his teammates want to do because this is a business? That's not a leader?
Well, Tom Brady took a pay cut so that other players, he could assemble more talent around him so he could win.
And Tom Brady had already life-changing money. Tom Brady also had a spouse that had life-changing money.
But people did, people did say that was leadership.
I know, and they love to say that. They love to throw Tom Brady in my face. Mm-hmm. And I go, you name an NFL football player with the prospects of Tom Brady. It's very few and far between. Travis Kelce has the prospects maybe of Tom Brady. There's a handful of guys maybe who have the prospects of that. But for most guys like Cam Hayward, I'm sure Cam Hayward has opinions. Maybe he'll be a podcaster someday. Maybe he'll be on TV someday. I don't know. But they're not all going to turn into Michael Strahan, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. They're not all going to do that. So they got to make the most money they can while they can. He's 36 years old. All of a sudden, he's just a piece of garbage because he wants more money? Don't make any sense. And the same thing will happen with Miles. So, and Miles isn't a bad guy. He's not Walter Payton Man of the Year. Clearly, Cam Hayward has done some really great things in the community. That all goes away because he wants a pay raise? No. So leadership is a moving target, and it's usually what we thought it was when we were in high school.
What'd you think of some of the jaw-dropping headlines that social media was running with, including yesterday putting together the amount of incidents, traffic incidents he's had, and then comparing them to the amount of playoff wins he's been a part of?
Ooh, Miles?
Yeah, did you see that yesterday?
Oh, God.